FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul. Today is the, it's the first day of spring. Yay! So happy, happy spring. it is the third Wednesday of the month, which means we have Nancy Aruda here today. Nancy's our in-house astrologer. We know that we're going to be talking about all the stuff that's going on, but we know that you also have lots of questions. So why don't you get in queue now, because we also know that you guys like to wait to the end of the show, and by then we can't help all of you. We can't give you some guidance. So give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. If you send an instant feedback, one, be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. Don't ask general questions. And two, add in your date of birth, because Nancy always looks at the energy of your date of birth to assist in the reading that we give you. All right. So, hey, Nance.
Hey, how's it going?
Feels like it's been like a long time.
I know, doesn't it?
I know.
Almost like there's been this time gap.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're supposed to be here every 2 weeks, but just feels like it's been longer.
Well, and you know, if it was one of those months where there isn't, well, there is an extra week on the end, but we haven't hit that week yet.
That's right. And I don't think it's an extra Wednesday, is it?
No, I think it's an extra weekend.
I think there might be an extra Friday, but yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, actually.
Yeah. So,
there was this thing circulating on Facebook saying that March has 5 Fridays, 5 Saturdays, and 5 Sundays.
Yes. You know, they do that. They've been circulating that same thing about how lucky it is for, like, the last few years, and we've had lots of them. It doesn't take 834 years for us to have 3 Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We've had several of those in the past 2 or 3 years. So,
okay.
Yeah. It's an interesting thought, but
yeah, I never paid much attention other than it just, five weekends in 1 month.
Which is always nice.
It is, because that means I get an extra one off this month.
Uh-huh. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. Let's talk first about the equinox, since it is today.
Right.
Happening at 7 o'clock this morning.
It took place at, yes. Well, I have 7:01:55.
Oh, there you go.
If you want to be more specific. It's 5 seconds before 7:02.
All right, then.
I don't have anything beyond the seconds. I don't have the milliseconds, but...
Okay.
Yes, at 7:02 a.m. today, Eastern Daylight Time. We have to remember that for people who are listening elsewhere.
Yes. We had this problem last week when my co-host from Australia didn't wake up an hour earlier, so they didn't get to do their show at 5 a.m. in the morning. And then what makes it worse is their fall backwards is next month, which means it would be 3 a.m. So, yeah, unfortunately, we're going to have to switch from doing a live show, but yes.
To a pre-recorded one.
Yes.
Yeah. Who can do a show at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I know. I questioned why they wanted to do that. Yes.
Alrighty. Aside from the fact it would be a different day.
Oh, yes. Now we're just going to do it at night for that one night. My, poor guys.
So the equinox did transpire today. I'm very thankful. I love the spring. It brings in a vibration of new beginnings, new energy all around. And it's assisting us with moving out of this train of Pisces planets.
My only issue is when I look back at the stats of last year and we were like 75 degrees today and we're going to be, 32.
Yeah, the weather's not cooperating.
You know, like I would be doing my happy spring dance if we were like 75 degrees. That would be a really happy spring dance.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's just hope that something positive comes from this later spring weather.
Uh-huh.
Right? In terms of like a nice hot summer.
Well, at least there'll be less bugs.
Less bugs would be nice.
Yeah, less bugs is good.
Because I don't know about you, but the last couple of years, there's been way too many bugs.
Well, yeah, and that's because the winters haven't been cold enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, like ant populations and...
Mosquitoes.
Mosquito populations, and where I live, spider populations have been huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, a lot of people say that where I live, it's the spider capital of Ontario.
Nice. Good to know.
I think there's more spiders per whatever than anywhere else in Ontario.
Really?
Yeah. Lots of bugs. Living close to the lake. Okay, so the spring. Yes, I'm very excited about this spring. Although this is the first year, typically every year, solstices and equinoxes, I do my own mental preparation, and this is the first year that I forgot
to
do any preparation.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting, and it was my girlfriend who said to me, she goes, okay, so what are we going to do for the spring equinox? And I'm like, oh, yeah, normally we give this like 2 to 3 weeks worth of thought, and you're asking me the day before. So I have no plans, which I think I'm going to wing it. I think I'm winging it this spring.
Huh.
So, which is unusual for me, the planner. But we're bringing in all this new energy as the sun moves into the sign of Aries. So we're coming out of the sun in Pisces, which is a little more passive. It's about rest and relaxation. Going into a higher energy sun sign, which I am welcoming 100%, and moving away from the Pisces dynamic. Now, of course, we're still experiencing some planets in the sign of Pisces. We'll have Neptune there for a very long time. Chiron's there for a very long time. And, Mercury has stationed direct.
Yay. We all had a sigh of relief on Sunday.
Yes, big sigh of relief. And, you know, you may have noticed some miscommunication, delays, mixing up your timing Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
So I found Monday hit me harder in terms of timing and even, like, more computer conflicts. But it's almost like, the 17th was?
For Sunday. 18th was Monday.
Okay. Yeah. Monday I had more computer issues, but then when I booted my computer on Tuesday, everything's been fine. So no more technical issues at all.
Huh. I didn't have so many technical stuff going on this time. It was just kind of communication delays and stuff, or little things that would happen that communication just, well, for me, we know kind of what I've been sort of going through with my part-time job and leaving it and stuff. The communication, like, it was not happy communication stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was kind of what was going on for me. Not so much problems, just not very satisfying communications. Maybe that's kind of the word. And I don't know if that's because of Pisces or, I don't know.
Confusing. But, communications would
yes.
Would be the Pisces vibe. Yeah.
Right. And I think that's what it was because I had different maybe expectations and yeah, I mean, it's all good. Certainly it's leading us to this full moon that we have, which we'll talk about as well.
Yes. What chart was I just looking at?
Mercury.
Right. Direct. Mercury stationing direct. And I think with the Mercury direct energy, it's about recognizing what supports you and how can you use the social support systems to your benefit. So, and I'm not saying like go to worst case scenario and it's because you need to use any social support systems. When I talk about social support systems, that could be your group of friends. You know, how can you open up the lines of communications with your friends to get some input on what it is that you're doing, right? Or, you know, if you need to make a decision, get some input on the decisions that you need to make. And I'm not saying listen to them wholeheartedly and follow and heed their course of action, but consider what they're saying and allow that to weigh into whatever decisions you do need to make moving forward over the retrograded path. So the Mercury shadow will be finished. I forgot to pull that date out. April 6th. So the post shadow is completed on April the 6th. So from now until April 6th, we are moving forward within our thought process, within our decision making, within our communication styles to, you know, look at what's supporting us, what isn't. Which then brings us to the full moon on March 27, 2013. It transpires in the sign of Libra. And this is the full moon that a lot of astrologers have been dreading.
Yeah.
And if you go to a negative mindset, I can understand why. However, if we remove our sense of attachment and our sense of what's right or wrong, and just go to what is, it is a destructive full moon. Now, in order to create something new, we must destroy something old, or we must destroy something that's no longer in alignment with what we desire to create new in our lives. And this full moon is showing us what needs to be destroyed in our life so that we can create what's more in alignment with our heart center, with our authentic self. And where can we find that balance between destruction and creation? So, you know, if you think in terms of, oh, I'm destroying a part of my life and we're these creatures of habits that don't necessarily like to bring in new energy, then it could be viewed as painful. But if you're open to experiencing something that's better for you, if you can hold that sense of openness in your heart, so raise the vibration from your attached sacral chakra up into your open, lovingly heart chakra, and you totally shift that energy. And you can look upon these things that are being destroyed or changed on some level, transformed and transmuted, as really blessings. Okay, it's our level of attachment to the old that will look at it as painful. But if we look at the blessings that go beyond the attachment, that go higher into our heart center, then we can truly understand the blessing and the gift from the things that are being destroyed.
Right. I think it's kind of that old saying, break down to break through. You know, break down the things that aren't working so you can break through into a new place.
Yeah. Yeah. And then hold and sustain that place.
Right. So we're going to go to our first break. Okay. Hey, guys, I know you guys have lots of questions. We've been going through kind of I think the last month has been, you know, it's been quiet. It's been, I believe the word you like to use, Nancy, is karmic. We've been going through a lot of stuff, so we are probably all ready to make that big leap. So give us a call, ask your questions, so we can give you some guidance. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Again, be really clear on the instant feedback, what it is that you're wanting to know. And also, make sure you add in your date of birth. If we don't have your date of birth, Nancy isn't able to connect in with the energy of your date of birth. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from UniversalSky.com, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You don't have to take it. You have to make it. It is good enough until it is not. Then it's time for change. Bright Star Cafe is where the conversation is about creating a positive and purposeful approach to life. Join Sue Hines as we talk and learn with healers, astrology, and spiritual practitioners, leaders, experts, coaches, and inspiring achievers who share their wisdom to help you succeed. You are the star of your life. Discover the beautiful power of the human spirit as we uncover the mysteries of success and share practical information and tools for all areas of your life. Fill your mind, spirit, and heart with meaning and purpose at Bright Star Cafe, where the right world at the right moment can light up your life. Change your perspective, and the future changes too. Listen to Bright Star Cafe with Sue Hines on Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Brighten your day. Visit Sue Hines at AspectsGalore.com.
Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She's our in-house astrologer, astrologer extraordinaire. I know a lot of people have been sending in some questions. Nobody's called in yet, but just please make sure. And so for one of the people that have sent in a message, please add in your actual year, because that's important for Nancy. Doesn't just look at the energy is completely different each day, each year versus the day. There is an energy for the day, but Nancy's a real astrologer. She looks at all of the chart, even though she doesn't look at the rising sign. Okay, so just make sure you add in your whole date of birth with the year, because that's important for Nancy to connect in with your energy. So if you sent us a message and don't have that, please include it. You can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And again, instant feedback. If you send us, be very clear about the information you're wanting to know, and make sure you send in us your date of birth. All right, so we do have our first instant feedback, and it is from Anna. She wants to know if she's already met the person she's meant to be with, or if there's someone new and exciting altogether, and whether we can describe them. We'll talk about that, but looking forward to a potential spring love. Something about a song, yes. Okay, so, Anna, I don't typically see things. I typically feel them. Visual is a very limiting perspective, because it makes you then not be open to all the other possibilities that are around you. What you want is not so much a description of a person, but the qualities that you're looking for in a relationship. So when you're doing, you know, any type of work around the law of attraction, you don't want to add in the description of the person. You want to add in the qualities that you're looking for in a person. And that's more important than anything. And they should align with your own qualities. In fact, when you want your life partner, it's somebody that matches you, not somebody who is completely opposite you. Although opposites do attract. That will be the difference between a karmic relationship and a soul relationship. Okay, so what I'm getting is, I'm feeling like you are possibly in a relationship right now, but that is causing you a lot of struggle. You're feeling very restricted and very bound in this relationship. So I'm not sure if it's fully started or what's going on with that. By the way you worded your question, I'm guessing that there are people that are in your life and you're wondering possibly one of them. Or you are in a relationship, and again, you're feeling kind of restricted and bound in this relationship. So it's not really allowing your heart and your desire to be free as a Sag. You're not, you know, that fire, and there's something that's very much holding you back in this relationship. So I'm going to say that the relationship you're going to get into will be a new one, probably. I do see victory around this. I do see, you know, a lot of, the energy around it isn't so much love. So there is a freeness, a quality, some qualities that you're looking for, like abundance, not so much necessarily financial abundance, but abundance of love and abundance of what it is that you are looking for. My thing for you is maybe start looking at bringing in a love vibration. There's something that you're looking for that doesn't seem to be around love. Yet you'll be victorious at it. So my thing is, you know, maybe find out what your heart wants, maybe more than what your head wants, because I think your head is looking for something very specific, and it's not necessarily anything to do with love and romance. It's like you have an idea of mental construction of what it is that you're wanting. So just be aware of that. Look at the patterns you've sort of created in the past and just allow yourself to sort of be more open. Things will start moving. I don't know if it's going to be a spring relationship that comes. I do see someone. I do see a relationship. And I'm going to say It looks like it's in a couple months, so I guess that would be a spring relationship. But just be really open and look at what your patterns have been. Nancy?
Yeah, interesting. I get a similar vibe with Anna. And there's this, it's like you're in a relationship already. Yeah. So if it hasn't manifested yet, it could be manifesting soon. Or if you're in a relationship now, one that's just starting, you're feeling this connection on many levels of being. So there's this potential to connect. But for some reason, the love exists outside of the relationship, not within the relationship. So again, it's how can I pull love into my heart now so that I can pull it into my relationship? It exists in your mind. It exists within your spirit, but it does not exist within your heart. So there's some misalignment with what love truly means or with the type of love that you're looking for. If you're looking to be rescued, then I caution you. So if you're looking for a love to come into being to take you out of a situation that you're currently in, you know, that's where caution is required. Because rescuing relationships are typically not rescuing at all, but they have an opposite effect. So it's a careful what you wish for as well energy associated to that. Do you meet a love partner? Yes, I believe you do. But I think you need to anchor that love vibration within your heart first.
Yeah.
And that's what I get like very, very strongly. So there's a very strong relationship either now or that's coming. And it's about pulling the love into your heart now. If you're in a relationship now, then pull that love into the current relationship. If you want out of a current relationship, get out of it before the new person comes in. Don't go looking for somebody else to rescue you from the relationship that you're in, because that is not a rescue. If you're single and not in a new relationship, or in an old relationship, then really open to experiencing that vibration of love within yourself first before you get into the relationship.
Okay. I'm feeling that. Okay. So hope that helps, and let us know, Anna. Our next one is Raul from Seattle. You can get his date of birth, but we can talk about
it. Yep.
We're not only going to get part of it anyway, so I'll start with this. Wants to know about his love life and whether he should completely forget about his ex and whether there's someone else that's new out there.
Sorry, I'm not even looking anything up. It's, yeah, let go.
Yeah. I definitely agree with letting go. Okay, so what I'm picking up is, you know, Raul, you're very intuitive yourself, and I think even though you're asking the question, you kind of know the answer. I do believe you have already figured out that your ex is, there's a reason why she's your ex. So let that go. I'm feeling that she's very closed off anyway, and very much more a mental, and I don't think that that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a little bit more love and passion in your life, and this is not the relationship. So I get that, you know, that you're going to get a beautiful wish occur. So I'm also going to say that, you know, work on bringing in a soul relationship versus a karmic, and I'm going to say your ex was a karmic relationship. And if you've kind of learned the lessons that you were learning in the patterns that you've had with relationships in the past, you're ready to step into something a little bit more, with more depth and more spiritual connection. I do see, you know, something lovely happening, but you do need to work at communication. And I think maybe that's where your last relationships have sort of fallen a bit short. Work on really communicating your feelings, communicating what you're wanting in a relationship, communicating the type of relationship you're looking for. Be really, really clear about what it is you're wanting. There's always someone out there. That's kind of the way this whole universe works, because that's how we grow and evolve the most. And I definitely see that happening. So just become much clearer about what it is that you're wanting, not so much who, but the qualities that you're sort of looking for in a relationship. We're going to go to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Feng Shui for the Soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
NewSkyRadio.com. Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the web at UniversalSky.com. She's our in-house astrologer. We're getting lots of instant feedbacks. If you want to beat the queue, you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. If you want to get another instant feedback in, we might be able to take, I'm not sure. We've got a couple already in queue, so we might be able to take one more. All right, so Nancy, we were talking about Raoul.
Yes, and as I was pulling up Raoul, looking into Raoul's planets, I started feeling a lot of tension around my heart zone, okay, so feeling like an aching sensation in the heart area, which tells me there's a lot of healing that's required for Raoul, a lot of, like, you really need to heal your heart, whether it's forgive the other person or forgive yourself within the dynamic of this ending. If you're having difficulty letting go of your relationship, it's because there's still something for you to heal. And it doesn't mean healing it with the person. It could mean healing it without the person, healing it within yourself, healing it through forgiveness. Again, whether it's forgiving yourself or the other individual. And then when it comes to, you know, this new love energy that you're desiring in terms of letting go of the old one, embracing a new one, defining it, you need to define what you're looking for. There's this sense of you need to have that mental stimulation with the individual that you're with, but there's also you need that physical connection as well and that sense of sensuality. For you, I think the hardest part is opening your heart and giving your heart to another individual. And that's where that healing needs to transpire within the self. So I hope that answers his question.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to Joan. Joan says, happy spring. She wants to know what's happening that's causing her lack of energy. She's felt physically drained for over a year now. I hear you, Joan. I'm going to guess it's something similar to what I've been going through, which is that, you need to really stand in your power right now and decide what it is that you're wanting to do. You're giving your power away to things that have not been supportive and not been assisting you. I'm feeling like your energy is too split off, too going in too many different directions and not towards what is really supportive and feeding your soul. So that's part of it. I'm getting that, you know, there's something that you're really wanting to do. There's something that you've been holding on to for quite a while that you just have not stepped into yet. I'm getting that it's really close, like it's a really lovely dream that you have, a very lovely wish that you're wanting to bring into your life, and you have sort of been holding it very dear to your heart, but you've not been moving forward, and your soul really wants you to move forward. So the more you move against it, the more you're going in different directions from it, the more you are getting drained, and not, your heart's not filling back up to allow yourself to get the energy that you're needing. I'm seeing that you need to communicate to a few people about this dream so that you can sort of start it in its forward motion. And there's a lot of communication that still needs to take place so that it can sort of lay the foundation so that you can move forward on this. I get that there is a woman that is around you that can really assist you, or maybe it's a new business partner, or there's somebody around you that you may not have met yet, or you do know, but there's a woman that's going to be very influential to assisting you to get this all worked out and moving forward for you. And I see that you will get what you want, but you definitely need to start moving towards what your heart and soul want you to do. And that's where I'm seeing, you know, part of this energy drain for you. Nancy?
Yes. Wow, a lot of Aquarius energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I understand Aquarius.
Sun in Aquarius, Moon in Aquarius, Venus in Aquarius, Mars in Aquarius. So relationships are very, very important. There's this relationship alignment that needs to transpire. And it's interesting because I get the exact same thing around a supportive relationship. It's truly look at the relationships that support you, release the ones that drain you. And I'm getting there are a series of draining relationships. And when I say release the dynamic around the relationship. Heal the dynamic around the relationship. You know, like a lot of times people are like, well, you can't just tell your mother where to go and never speak to her again. And I get that component of, you know, releasing a relationship that drains. But that's where you need to focus on healing that relationship. Accept who they are for who they are. And then discern what you're going to share or do with that relationship. Because, like, if you know somebody's not going to support your idea, don't share your idea with that individual. Because you're setting yourself up for disappointment and conflict and stuff that's going to steal your energy. Right? And so I do get this supportive, non-supportive relationship dynamic where Joan needs to look at what relationships support and sustain me, which ones don't. And the ones that don't need to be transmuted in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. So again, taking back the power for sure. Taking back, you've got huge amounts of energy, but you're also going through a karmic lesson right now. With all this Pisces energy that's in play, or that has been in play over the last month, it's been activating this heaviness for you of things that you need to move through in terms of what you need to karmically balance within the self. And that's a heavy vibration. It's exhausting. So patience, baby steps. We're moving into Aries now. It should lighten up a little bit.
Cool. Okay. So we have Kimberly. Kimberly's almost done with a bachelor's degree and had planned to go for a master's in counseling. Lately, she's feeling a bit restless and questioning if she's heading in the right way, career-wise. Is this the career path I should follow, or am I meant to do something else? Okay. So, okay. I'm getting that, you know, your restlessness is partially because you're ready to sort of step into a position, and not so much necessarily, I mean, I think the master's in counseling would be very good for you, but you're feeling restless because, you know, you're not making any money yet, or you haven't been making enough to sustain you. So you've got, you know, all these bills from school and stuff, even though, you know, it's kind of your second wind in choosing a career. So it's like you've moved into something, which I'm very pleased with. I think that that's what you should be doing. I'm just feeling your restlessness is that you feel like you need to be making money right now. I'm getting that things are going to move forward. There is going to be a job that comes to you. I'm getting that, you know, right now you should be almost like celebrating that everything is going in a direction that you're happy with. So things also feel like they're going to be moving as you move into the summer. Don't let yourself feel too restricted. Don't let yourself feel like you're bound to this. Allow whatever sort of happens to happen. Like, allow the energy to flow with you, not against you. So if this is the time that, you know, you want to start getting a career, maybe you want to do your master's part-time or do it in a different way. Just allow things to sort of happen. Don't feel like you're restricted. If you feel like you're wanting to move in, I get that what you're doing is exactly what you're supposed to be doing, but if you want to start getting into the workforce now so you can sort of start feeling a little bit more secure, do it. Or feel a little bit more independent, this is the time to do it. So at least around the summer is anyway. So just let it happen. Don't feel too restricted by what you thought was supposed to happen. Ashley, Nancy, are you ready or do you want to go to break?
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, is it break time?
Well, it's almost break time.
We can go to break.
Okay. So we're going to go to a break now. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. If you have a question, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear on the instant feedback and add in your date of birth. I think we have time for one more, possibly. So get to us now. You're listening on Sky Radio. We have Nancy Ruta here today from Universal Sky, and we've been powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries. live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy is our in-house astrologer. She can be found on the web at universalsky.com. If you've ever had a full astrology report done, Nancy's really good at it. I recommend it highly. She offers a discount to all Sky listeners. So mention that you were listening to the show and you'll get a discount. It's a lot of work, and she puts in it, and then you get an hour to discuss questions. So it's well worth the price for a full reading. If you've never had it, this is definitely an opportunity. And if you have had it and you've only looked at your birth chart, then now you can look at, you know, some of the predictive things that can be happening in the future. All right, so we also... Before we finish with Kimberly, I just wanted to mention that Raul had contacted us back and offered some feedback of, wow, thank you so much, ladies. You are right. You were so right on and so precise in everything. Love to both. So thank you, Raul, for letting us know. Nancy.
Okay, so we're looking at Kimberly's energies here, and it's like, you are so on path, it's not funny. Sun in Libra, Moon in Libra, Mercury in Libra, Jupiter in Libra, and Uranus in Libra tells me that you need to be working and counseling other people. So, and I'm going to agree with Lori in terms of the restlessness component. It's, you know, typically going for a bachelor degree, that's 3 to 4 years of hard, you know, mental energy. And you get to this point where you think, okay, now I'm finished my bachelor's. Do I go for my master's? And there's this, oh, do I have to do another 3 to 4 years? Kind of like headbanging on the table. And there's a part of you that wants to just like get out there now and start doing what it is that you've just spent the last 3 to 4 years investing in. And so I think you can do both. I don't think you need to do your master's right away. You can take a little bit of a break. You can go get a job or some form of employment. Wow, you can start writing that book you've always wanted to write, because I get there's a book in this whole experience for you as well. And that just kind of jumped in out of nowhere. But it's, you know, you baby steps. Don't pressure yourself too much. When I look to your ruling planet, which is Venus, you have Venus in Virgo, which is that hard edge. So there's this over analytically, over critical on the self in terms of pushing yourself really, really hard. And then Libra's that energy that just says, I can't make up my mind. It's like you've always been indecisive in terms of, am I on the right path? You're always looking for those synchronistic clues. And you're in a point right now of life that says, just do it. Just stop questioning and do what your heart wants you to do. And you're doing that, but the old way of questioning keeps coming back. So, again, you're totally on path. I want to see you continue the path. And in terms of the masters, take a break if you need a break. You can pick it up next year. You can pick it up in 2 years. You can pick it up in 4 years. Because you can still do something with the bachelor's. It's like, you know what? You've devoted a huge amount of your time and energy to your family, to taking care of a family, and now it's your turn. There's a part of you that says, when is my turn going to show me some personal gain? And I think that's the whole desire for the job right now versus the, do I do another, you know, 3 to 4 year investment? So, you know, open up the window to what feels right. If you need a break from the educational process, take that break. Don't push yourself. So.
Yep. Good. We got some feedback from Kimberly. Thanking us for answering a question, and we were right on with what we were saying. An interesting side note is that money is a huge issue at the moment. I'm a single mom of 4 boys, and I'm just ready to be making the money and improving our lifestyle. Thanks so much. I hope there is a job coming this summer. So,
yeah, interesting, because like I hadn't even seen that come in.
No, it just came in.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, you've been investing in your family, and
yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, get a job.
Yeah.
If that's what you feel like you need to be doing now, put the school on hold. You can always go back.
And, so, you know, good for you because, you know, you're giving your boys a great message.
Oh, know? Yeah.
And like everything, it's, you know, good for you. I think it's definitely something, yeah, you've done all the right things and you're like a great message to your boys. So
yeah, no matter what life throws you, you can endure, you can move beyond it, you can succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So good for you, Kimberly.
Yep.
All right. Well, so we've kind of got like a rough period coming up. So I know you talked about the full moon, but there, even the new moon in April, I mean, you'll be back before that, but you know, it's like, what can we do to sort of not get caught up in, the heaviness of some of the energy that's coming in the next couple of weeks?
I think number one, breathe. Okay,
right.
The moment you hold your breath, that is the moment you're like in the state of suspension that doesn't serve you, where it just feels like you're being attacked more and more and more and more. And breathing allows individuals to connect with the earth and stay grounded. We're dealing with this full moon in Libra that's asking us to destroy. You know, Libra energy is our thoughts, it's our relationships, it's stuff that's not necessarily real. Okay, so we're, in terms of, we're destroying thoughts that don't serve us. We're destroying, you know, or a dynamic within relationships that no longer serve our path and our purpose. And as we look at its pair, new moon, because it's happening this year so far that the full moons are happening first and then the new moon, the pairing new moon happens after.
Right.
And the new moon is on April the 10th. So yes, we will have a show, right? In between, but the energy of the new moon is really about finding that balance between yin and yang, tapping into our own internal power, which may be very overwhelming, and recognizing the duality that exists in life on the earth, not just within the self, but within our relationships. So, you know, I don't see the new moon as being as difficult because it's really about initiating new ways of being for the self, which will then mirror in your relationships. Whereas it's the full moon that is a little more like, what do we need to break down? What do we need to change and let go of in our life that's not supporting or sustaining us? Not to say that's easy. Okay, it's difficult to make change, but don't get caught up in the difficult component. Just recognize, okay, this is not serving me on the path that I choose to take. Time to let go.
Yeah, well, and you know, I know that we can all do it. It just, you know, when you have questions, give us a call. That's what we're here for. So
yeah.
You know, we can help everybody sort of through these times when it feels a little heavier. I mean, it was so quiet for so long, though. I mean, I'm sure people are happy that we're kind of moving forward again.
Yeah. I know I am.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to be moving forward.
Yeah. I just wish it was a little warmer to be moving forward in.
Yeah, I hear you there, too. Because, you know, I'm looking outside and there's still snow on the ground. And then, of course, there's all the dirt that was trapped underneath the snow.
Yeah.
So, like, my dog has a tendency to rip up cardboard boxes if we leave it outside. And I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God, there's bits of cardboard all over my lawn. And it just looks junky.
Right.
Because you have the melting snow, you have what the dog has left behind throughout the whole winter, mm-hmm. and these pieces of cardboard everywhere. So, yeah.
We're ready. We're ready for spring. So, happy spring, everybody.
Happy spring.
You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. Check out her site. She's got lots of information. She updates it frequently, so there's lots of information to get caught up and to catch up on all the things that are happening in the universal sky. You've also been listening with Laurie Houston from Intuitive Soul. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.